come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody, live and in living color, coming to you from Tournament de Pizza. What's the address again?
170 47th Avenue Northeast. Don't forget the Northeast. Otherwise, you'll end up on the wrong side of First Street.
And you got the heart pizza.
Well, that was a promo for Valentine's Day. We have a heart-shaped pizza. Then we also cut it into a broken heart for those heartbreakers out there that are going to celebrate the holiday alone.
Some people may like that, though. Sometimes it's better.
Yeah, you get a bottle of liquor and a bottle of wine that comes with it.
Yeah, Randy sends his wife and kids off on Valentine's Day. He likes to spend it alone.
Drown your sorrows. And, okay, well, bye. You can be my Valentine.
All right, coming up momentarily, this will be cool because the UFC is in Rio this weekend.
That's awesome.
And
my home to country. That's where I'm from.
Rio's a country now?
Well, it's my city. It's my city, but it's my home country.
I'm not allowed back down there.
Yeah.
I think
there's not allowed a lot of places.
Well, no. Sure. You know the story, right?
No.
The story about where we got almost carjacked by the police?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, we'll tell that story.
Maybe
believe
I
me.
Do it in CTE, you know. Who knows?
That could be. It was an ordeal. I went down to cover whatever number it was when Anderson Silva fought Yushin Okami. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'll tell the story to one of the two athletes that's on today. As scheduled on the program momentarily, Terrence McKinney on the card this weekend. Second hour, Cody Stamann is on. The bottom of this hour, we will have the senior counsel. And tonight's the inaugural episode of the Power Slap League.
Oh, tonight is?
Tonight is.
What? Okay. Oh, yeah. We should do a mock one here. Like, let's
practice. Yeah, you and Caleb.
I just want to tell the fans, because they can't see us, it's just funny the difference. They can see us here. But Randy has all his notes written on paper.
All these notes.
Loose leaf paper, by the way, and it's blank sheets of paper with no lines. And all my notes are on my phone. You can just see the generational gap.
Absolutely.
My notes are in my head.
Okay.
No notes. No notes.
What is going to happen when the internet goes out and then you don't have your phone anymore?
Well, my notes are on something called Notes, and I don't need internet for that. You wouldn't know.
Connor on something called Brain.
Oh, okay. Well, you're talking about youngins and olds and all that. We got a youngin on the phone right now.
Yeah.
As he gets ready for this weekend, UFC 283 down in Rio. Let's welcome to the program Terrence McKinney. Terrence, how are you? Hello?
He just dropped.
Oh, okay. We'll have to call him back. You know, like Chael said, the internet down in Brazil is not real good.
Yeah, I've been there. I know. It's tough to get connection.
So we're going to call Terrence back. The Power Slap League's the inaugural episode, obviously this has all been already filmed. So we're going to get all the rules. We're going to find out everything about it later on in the show when we welcome Frank Lamacello on to give us all the rules. So looking forward to that. I'm stalling because there's a lot of NFL stuff to talk about too.
Oh, you don't have to stall. I got things
to talk about. I don't want
to talk about your prediction and like how the Bucks are going to beat the Eagles next week.
You know what's crazy?
Yeah, that you picked the Bucks to beat Dallas.
You're like 150 push-ups, I think.
In terms of bets, I have probably bet 600 push-ups that I have to do from different people. Because I was so sure of Tom Brady magic, and it just didn't happen that day. I don't regret it.
Not only did Tom Brady's magic not appear,
he looked awful.
I think it cost him a job.
No.
And not a job with the Bucks.
I think it cost other people jobs. No, not his career.
Yeah, he's done.
No, not him. It costs other people jobs.
All right, we'll get back in to talk about Tom Brady. That is going to go on forever. UFC 283 is this weekend.
Yes.
Let's welcome to the program Terrence McKinney. Terrence, how are you?
That Rio Wi-Fi.
Man. Yeah, that Rio Wi-Fi is not real good.
It's not going good right now.
Terrence, are you there?
It just got disconnected again.
Okay. Fine. So let's just dive into this right now.
If you can test Terrence's line when he calls back.
Well, which cable is it that's going down there?
Let's dive into this because
follow the line.
I have watched all the Tampa Talk shows. I've watched everything.
I've watched none.
Okay, good. I did it for both of us, right? And I have a lot of friends on the Bucks. You know, I'm far enough removed now that I my love for the Buccaneers have come back, right? And I like to see them do well.
But you're a professional media person.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
No, that's what I'm saying.
As well as a professional coach, right? Which we'll update the people later. But the funny thing to me is when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl, the defensive coordinator was who?
Todd.
Todd Bowles. Who was offensive coordinator? Byron Leftwich. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
The year when Tom Brady threw for the most yards in the NFL and barely lost the MVP to Aaron Rodgers, his offensive coordinator was
Byron Leftwich.
Yeah. Now Tom Brady plays bad, and all anybody wants to do is blame Byron Leftwich and Todd Bowles.
Oh yeah,
he threw the ball.
He threw the ball 66 times. There's no reason Tom Brady should throw the ball 66 times in a game. And he had no run attack.
My question to you is. The only thing that changed, and again, I have my gripes with who was the coach before? I forget his name.
Bruce Arians.
The only difference is Bruce Arians.
You mean Ring of Honor?
Yeah, Ring of Honor. Bruce Arians, right? And what do I always talk about on this show? Great quarterbacks need somebody who's going to check them and who's going to be like, we're going to go do this. That's all that changed in his life.
But there's no running attack. Where was Fournette during this process?
I don't care if you get 2 yards a game. Give it to him 30 times.
Right.
You're asking.
Well, that does fall on Byron. Byron's making the calls.
Is he? I don't believe so. I don't. Because what was the news that everybody was talking about was Bruce Arians would come in. I just heard the little beep, But everybody was talking about Bruce Arians comes in and sees Byron Leftwich and Tom Brady cooking up something. He goes, what are y'all doing? Oh, no, we're not doing that. Just take that out. I don't care what y'all are talking about. We're doing this. That's what a head coach is.
Right.
For sure.
They oversee.
And now they don't have that because what's Todd Bowles going to do? Focus on defense. And people want to rack on the Bucs defense. Other than last game, they played solid pretty much the whole year. They played solid. They had a lot of injuries they dealt
with. For sure.
But what the Bucs did was start as an offensive lineman. If I have to take 60 pass sets a game and there's no run attack and I don't have a threat of a run block or anything like that, that is an awful job to have.
No question.
And then you want to go trash the offensive line and say these guys aren't doing well while you're throwing it 60 times a game. If I give you 60 rushes in the game, you might win one of them, right? And I don't think you can beat me in any kind of thing, but like, if you get 60 chances to get something done, you probably will get it done. So the whole scheme was just bad because it's
one dimensional. And that's easy
catering.
To beat at this league and this level.
I'm confused.
One dimensional.
So I'm confused. Who are you placing the blame on?
Tom.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said Tom Brady cost himself a lot. I don't think the Raiders are going to want him now.
No.
Okay. I don't think anybody's going to answer his call.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you.
I don't think the Raiders have a chance of getting him because the Raiders are too dysfunctional at the moment, right? Their head coach, I think, is not a good coach. I think he's a positional coach. I think he's an offensive coordinator, a great offensive coordinator. But look at his record outside of Tom Brady. He's like 13-50 without Tom Brady, right? You want to talk about Tom Brady making people, right? He made him. Look how he did at the Broncos, right? He took a job at the Colts and then said, I'm not going to take that job because he didn't feel comfortable with the personnel. The Raiders went to the playoffs the year before he went there. And now they don't go to the playoffs. Now all of a sudden, Derek Carr is a scapegoat. Derek Carr took that team to the playoffs. Derek Carr's had like 8 coaches in 9 years. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense, right? He's dealt with a lot of dysfunction and had a productive team. Their left tackle, Quentin Miller, who I played with, is a top 5 ranked at the end of the year. If you like to do PFF or whatever you want to look at, he's a top 5 rated tackle. Their center is a really good center, right? They have a serviceable right tackle, right? Jermaine Ulamore. They have 2 of the best defensive ends, edge rushers, in the country. Max Crosby and Chandler Jones, which we'll talk about John Jones later because some exciting news from the UFC.
For sure.
But two of the best edge rushers, Darren Waller, even though he was hurt, Hunter Renfrow, a great slot receiver, Devontae Adams, one of the best receivers in the NFL, top three, arguably number one. How do you not find
a way? Hold on a second. Hold on. I just got to jump in. You know who he just said, right?
Waller.
Yeah, Waller. Is will he be here today?
Yeah, he's not. He's not showing up.
Is he not showing up today?
He likes to stand people up when they promise to do the radio show.
Yeah, no, Waller.
This is from 3 years ago.
Yeah, we'll get him back though.
I did so much research
on
that dude.
Phoenix.
Yeah, sure.
His story is phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a phenomenal story.
So is his grandfather.
Story.
Yeah, a great sax player.
Yeah,
a great blues player.
No, I don't think he
Mike Waller. Like,
but like to have
misbehaving.
But for me, it's like you come in as a coach and you have all that talent and then you don't succeed and then you say, oh, it's the quarterback's fault. Quarterback's not good enough.
Well, that, so
how
that's
many
my,
elite quarterbacks are they in the NFL?
So that's my question. That's the,
one. Hold on, let me count. One.
I count four.
One.
Tom Brady's not an elite quarterback.
No, I'm not counting him. One, Mahomes.
Yep.
I'm trying to think who's close. Nobody. Then two, Allen.
Burrow. I said Burrow.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying together.
Purdy looking good.
And you stick up for this guy.
Purdy. Come on, Purdy.
Hey, look, Purdy out there.
Purdy's talented.
But, his story's awesome.
So, you know what's great? I'm glad you said that. What's so great about it is the 49ers, I picked them to go to Super Bowl, and I picked the Chiefs to play for that Super Bowl.
I did too.
The 49ers had three quarterbacks this year.
Yeah.
And found a way to look dominant,
right. Dominant
every single week.
Yeah.
And then you leave the Patriots and go. You think the 49ers wouldn't take Derek Carr in a heartbeat?
Absolutely.
Of course.
But you go there, and now it's like, oh, it's Derek Carr's fault that we lost and right. We only won five games.
But my question
like, come on,
but
bro.
My
like,
question
people got to own up
for like,
their stuff sometimes.
Let's go back to the home school team, like the home team. Like the Brady, the GOAT, is the Buccaneer. At what point did he, could he have just overstepped Byron Leftwich and said, look, this is my show.
I think at every point.
I'm making all the calls. I don't need you. Like,
I think at every point.
Let me ask you this.
Take over the game?
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this
okay.
thing. You being the player,
yes.
You know, you're in the locker room. You were in those meeting rooms. If that's the case, why did Leftwich come back this year? He had the opportunity, which he overplayed his hand in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he didn't get the opportunity because he wants to be a head guy. Why would you? It's a lateral move to go from OC one place to OC the next place. He wants the head job. And he was one of the hottest commodities a year
right.
ago.
No, for sure.
So why did this year he all of a sudden sucks because the quarterback played bad, right? And I love Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the GOAT. He's the most accomplished. He's done everything.
Well, that has nothing to do with it now.
But it does, though, because everyone wants to blame the coach when Tom Brady doesn't perform right way. He threw his first red zone interception in like 10 years.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
It looked like a hand grenade.
Yeah. He's missing guys. He's missing throws. And I love Tom Brady. And he's a hero. And he's an all-time great.
Sure, sure.
But at certain times, you have to call it how you see it.
Absolutely.
He did not perform to the way that he should perform. And that's been all season.
Well,
we blame everyone else but him.
Well,
the team is not
this.
Bad.
My argument is with this. In the game of chess, the king, Tom Brady, the GOAT, is vulnerable when he's by himself. Like, he had no offensive line. They're all hurt. Jensen come back. The timing was off.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
He had no run game.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
I could have ran more yards than they
did. I wholeheartedly disagree.
I could have run for more yards that night.
I wholeheartedly disagree.
Let's go back to the start of the show when I said Tom Brady cost himself a job next year.
I don't think he did because he's earned so much grace. This is why I disagree with you on that. Because he's earned so much grace that any team would be lucky to have him. He can go to Miami. Miami has a solid offensive line.
They've already said Tua's their starter.
Yeah, they said
that. And again, I understand he can change. No,
whatever.
I understand.
Right? San Francisco. I don't think he wants to go to the Raiders because Raiders are dysfunctional.
Right, right.
And at this stage in his career, Tom needs everything to be perfectly
sure.
lined up
sure.
for him to have that success. And all he needs to do, same thing we talked about Aaron Rodgers a few weeks ago, right?
And this week, right?
Aaron Rodgers, at that point in his career, he needs a good running game and he needs a good receiver. So he can make the five or six throws in a game to win them the game. But that whole era of when those two guys are doing Mahomes things or Joe Burrow things to make guys better and win games, they're done with that now. They're too old. They don't have those, you know, talents anymore.
I just have a more important question.
Okay.
So you said that you're now far enough removed from the Buccaneers.
Yes.
To now have the love for the Buccaneers again.
Yes.
Yet you're wearing a Saints. But you're wearing a Saints garb.
Yeah, you know,
you're wearing a Saints garb.
I'll tell you. Live on air, I'll say this right now. when I left the Buccaneers, he drafted me. I was so upset at that day when it happened. I did not take a single Buccaneers thing home with me. I said, throw it away. I do not care. Leave it all. In hindsight, I should have taken it because, again, like, I do have love for those guys. I'm friends with a lot of those guys. I was at Ali Marpet earlier today, right? And it was
did you reckon which one of them?
Yeah,
which one? I was with him. I was obviously the last 2 days. We had lunch the day before, and then today we hung out. He was with me at House of Athlete, coaching up some kids and doing stuff like that.
It's like a new human. He's like
a
person.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Looks better than you do.
He's amazing,
right?
Well, I don't take much.
No, I understand.
Funny enough, so is Gerald McCoy. Gerald McCoy was the player of honor at the game on Monday, right? It wasn't probably the best game for him to go to, but, you know, he was a player of honor. And
well, it's the first Buccaneer playoff game he's ever gone to.
Exactly. You know?
I'm saying.
They're mending that relationship, and I was really happy. Really happy to see that they're mending that relationship, because it's really, really important.
Absolutely.
You know, your alumni, your great players come back, but
right. I wasn't saying it as a dig to Gerald.
That's the truth, though.
It's the truth. It's the team was so he was the marquee guy, whether
I'll
you like him or not.
I'll break down the fourth wall again. Me and Jameis Winston had this conversation. Jameis' first playoff game was as a backup for the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And he told me he cried when he went to the playoffs, and he wasn't even playing. My first time in the playoffs was with the New England Patriots, and I cried having that atmosphere because, like, you play so long and you don't get to experience
you have something in common. You have something in common with a lot of people.
I do.
Including the guy holding the camera on you right now. He went to his first playoff game and cried as well.
I did.
Dude, it's a special feeling. Like, you know, like I did. Like, I got to be in the play. And I was just like, wow, like, this is amazing. Because you work so hard.
So,
right?
So when you said you left the Bucs and, like, you didn't want anything to do with it, that's how Derek Carr feels and the Raiders, right?
He 100%. Bled.
Well, they all do.
100%.
The Raiders, that first black team, and silver.
Especially when you start for that team, you work hard for that team, maybe you're drafted, you're signed, and you spend all that time. Like, when they release you, that first one is a painful thing. Right? Like, imagine the first time you got fired from your job.
I've been fired on this radio show 3 times.
Yeah, like, it's a painful thing. And so, like, guys carry that with them, you know, and then now I'm removed far enough to where I can appreciate and I can root for them.
All right, we're already way over. Let's hit this break. We got to get back, got to set the show, and then power slap at the bottom of the hour.
All righty.
First slap will be Caleb slapping Matt. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Stamson.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Will Allen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. repair, or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors, call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Todd Yoder, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's a big no. And we'll leave it at that. That's a huge no. You know what else is a huge no?
What?
A gambler, when the score was 27-0.
Oh, my God, I saw that.
He put 1 point. They, I don't know if it was he. The gambler put down $1.4 million on the Chargers to beat the Jaguars.
To win $11,000.
To win $11,200. Don't forget the $200.
Oh, my God.
He lost $1.4 million to win $11,000.
So dumb.
It is dumb. He deserves it less.
So dumb. But you know what? I don't feel bad for him because if you have $1.4 million to bet on a game like that,
yeah,
you probably have the money to lose.
Yeah.
Still. Unless you're a complete idiot.
Well, we'll leave. I don't want to say, I don't want to respond to that.
No.
Just in case there's lawyers listening.
That guy's a complete idiot.
Did you see about the Flyer defenseman? And of course, I can't pronounce his name. Ivan Provorov. Provorov. Serious question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No clowning around. I really want your guys' honest opinion.
Yeah.
He boycotted the Pride night the other night.
Okay.
Refused to wear the Pride colors.
Yeah.
On his pregame. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your thoughts, or I can give you mine first.
I can give you my thoughts. You know where I stand on this. I don't think anybody's views should be forced on anybody.
I agree.
People have different religious views and different views. Like, it was my stance when they did the World Cup, and they said, okay, we're the rainbow stuff and this and that, and guys are like, hey, like, this is our country, this is our views. Everybody has different views.
Right.
And the same way you're allowed to BLM protest, the same way you're allowed to protest for your gay rights or your LGBTQ rights, he's allowed to say, I don't want to do this because of my views.
I agree.
You should not persecute somebody for that.
I agree with you 100%. And I'm even to the point where, and the same thing, I'm sure you're going to agree, I can be okay with you, not you, you know what I mean? You being gay, you being whatever, doesn't mean I have to like it. I'm not saying that.
No.
But that's what he's against it.
Yeah.
His religious beliefs, whatever it may be, it could be his own religion that he invented in the basement.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And the thing that bothers me is, why is it not okay for him to have his own feelings and rights?
Chick-fil-A's not open on Sundays because the owners, the founders' religious beliefs. Are you going to tell them, oh, you're wrong now? No, everybody has their views. And as long as it doesn't interfere with you and your life and your lifestyle and what you do, then it should be okay. But people want to put athletes on this thing where it's like, oh, you have to be okay with everything,
right?
No, you don't. Like, I'm a regular person, just like you, just like my neighbor. We're all in here. We're all friends. We're in a relationship. Who cares if I played in the NFL? Just another job.
Right.
It's just a job like anybody else has a job. So, yeah, dude, like, if you want, I love when people stand for something. And just because I believe this doesn't mean I'm saying you're wrong or I'm impeding on your views.
Right.
I just believe this. And you can believe whatever you want to do, and I'm sure everybody else on there wore whatever it was they had to wear in support of the Pride thing, because to them it was like, okay, yeah, cool, this is fine, but I have my beliefs.
Right, yeah, and if you have a problem with it, you have a problem with it. And that's the world, and you and I have discussed this numerous times.
Yeah.
We can disagree and still have love for each other.
Yes.
And we do. Styles is a different story, because we argue about that on a regular basis. And I had to throw his name out, because I still have his Cleveland Browns sunglasses that I found that I wanted to give to him.
My favorite people in the world, the people I'm the closest with, are the people I disagree with most. Me and you, we agree on a lot, but we disagree on a lot.
Sure.
Right? But we have love for each other, because I love people to challenge me and like be like, hey, why do you think this? Why do you think that? We can disagree, but I can still have love for you as a person.
Right.
Like, there doesn't need to be, because you don't agree with me, it's a fight now.
There's not enough people in the world that will allow others to disagree.
Yeah.
You know, it's either my way or the highway. I'm saying that's what they're saying.
100%.
It's either my way or the highway, and I'm not like that. I don't care.
No.
Anybody who knows me knows I don't care. Somebody once told me something about somebody I don't know. I go, I barely care people I know and like. What do I care about people I don't know and don't even know who it is? So, all right, that was one. Another thing I want to touch base on real quickly. We've got about 60 seconds. The thing about Brady, and we talked about Brady,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he was still in the game at the end of the game, I think says a lot about Tom Brady as well.
Dude, like when I tell you, we have 6 seconds, probably 30 seconds now. I hated the New England Patriots and Tom Brady when I was in high school and college. So I'm like, dude, somebody else win a game.
Sure.
Right? When I got to the NFL and I saw how hard it was to do what he does, to win a game, I didn't go to the playoffs my first like 4.5 years. It's so hard. And to do it at that level with him and Bill Belichick, I had the ultimate respect for him. That I was a teammate of his for a short amount of time. Ultimate respect. He's the guy who's going to die on his shield. And I know he gave a farewell to Tampa. Everybody talk about it all week. And he did. I don't think he's retiring because he wouldn't take a divorce if he's going to retire after 6 months later.
You know, we'll talk about that later, too.
Okay, we will.
Because I don't think one has anything to do with the other.
I think it has a lot to do with it.
Maybe
I have insider information.
Well, you probably do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying that it wasn't a part, but, you know, I think obviously you have problems. The last thing that pushes you over the top isn't the only reason.
It's all the, broke the camel's back. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's there had to be other stuff.
There definitely is.
Yeah. I won't say what I think, but
yeah.
I'll tell you off the air and then you tell me if I should say it on the air.
Okay.
All right. Let's hit a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to the senior counsel of the Power Slap League. And that's Frank Lamasella when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Johnstone from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here. And once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You don't need to be in the military to take advantage of Military Case Surplus, where you can buy pre-owned storage cases up to 80% off. Most cases are waterproof, airtight, and in excellent used condition at unbeatable prices. Military Case Surplus is located at 8989 Elmerton Road, Suite B, in Largo. If you need it, they should have it. Call 727-276-8716 or come see them. We all need storage, and Military Case Surplus can save you a lot of money. And they're cool as well. Check them out on Facebook at Military Case Surplus.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hoff, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. as we get ready for a lot of stuff. UFC, what number is it coming up? 283.
Yeah.
Then we got to talk about here shortly, and we'll do it after this next segment, the big news in March. And I know there's other things that we're going to talk about. But tonight, I think it's at 11 o'clock Eastern. We'll get all the details from Frank here in a minute. Power Slap League kicks off. So we're going to have our weekly segment. And I think what we're going to do, because the show's on Wednesday night after our broadcast, we're going to have last week's winner on the following week. You know what? You know us. I want to have both. I want to have both of them on.
Yeah.
You know, the winner and the not winner. I don't know what you call it, the not winner. In today's,
loser.
In today's politically correct world.
Yeah. The winner or the not winner.
The not winner. Did I see this right, that a non-female just won, like, Miss Universe or something?
What?
Yeah.
I saw that.
What?
Let's, you know. Let's talk about power slap.
Crazy.
All right, well, I think we should get ready for Frank and get in the mood. So, Matt, take your headset off. Caleb gets the first slap.
You don't want that smoke.
No, okay, I don't want
that. Do you remember growing up when you would have a slap, you know, contest or whatever, and you say, let's have a competition. Let's see who can slap the softest. You go first.
Yeah, I've been a part of... You know, the fun thing when I was growing up was slap boxing, and, you know, you're not closing fists, but you slap, and you don't always slap one guy too hard, and then it's like turns into,
serious?
Yeah, then it gets real serious.
You're stung, you're like, oh, okay, now I see
you. Yeah, you know, exactly, that's exactly what you say, oh, okay, you hit somebody in the ear, or whatever it is, those things hurt, and I, before UFC and Dana White, you know, started this venture, I used to watch the Russian Slap League, and, you know, on YouTube, because it was just hilarious to me, guys sitting there, standing there and just getting slapped. And there was this video, I don't know if anybody got seen it, but there was a video of the guys, like, this dude ended up winning, but his face was like exploded.
Oh, yeah.
With like blood vessels and like,
I just saw it, yeah.
Like I said, we're starting our weekly segment,
yeah,
for the Power Slap League. Next week we're gonna have tonight's winner on. We're going to kick it off. We're going to get the details. We're going to get, you know, I don't know the rules. I want to know the rules. So many questions. So we're going to go right to the top. And let's welcome the senior counsel of the Power Slap League, Frank Lemicella. Frank, how are you, sir?
Randy, how are you?
We appreciate your time. Very excited about tonight, but I'm just as excited to find out the rules, to find out what I'm about to watch tonight.
Yeah, so tonight you're going to see episode one of Power Slap Road to the Title airing on CBS. Episode one takes a deep dive into our March qualifier event that we held here in Vegas in 2022. Which was really the first matches we've ever held for Power Slap. And it's going to show the episode as Dana, Hunter Campbell, myself, and our coaches, Darius and Wolverine, recapping those fights and picking guys to go into the Power Slap cast out.
So let's start with, what are the rules? You know, we've seen some of the video. You know, the competitors' hands are behind them. They're holding some kind of apparatus. I mean, where can they be hit? How can they be hit? Is there a time limit to slap? We're starting from scratch here.
Yeah. So I'll start from scratch as well. So, you know, the competitors are brought onto the stage. You got blue corner, red corner, just like boxing, MMA. Someone goes first, and there's a coin toss to determine who goes first. So the coin toss is very important. Believe it or not, some guys actually choose to get slapped first, but most guys choose to slap first. The referee brings the competitors to the table. There's batter's boxes on the floor. You'll see blue and red batter's boxes. This is where they need to stand. And, you know, the referee will instruct, you know, whoever goes first, you know, complete your first slap. And here's what you have to do. You have to declare your hand and declare your number. So if you want to go right-handed or left-handed, you say right hand, left hand. And you declare one, two, or three. So one means no wind-up. You could just hit when you're ready. Two means you line your hand up, you take one warm-up shot, and then you land on two. And three means two wind-ups and landing on three. After that, after the first slap has landed, the defender has 60 seconds to recover. What you'll see in the show is two 30-second intervals, 30 seconds to recover and 30 seconds to return a slap to the other competitor. And then it just goes back and forth until there's a finish for three or five rounds. If there's no finish, it goes to judges' scorecard. Again, like most combat sports.
So, if I've been watching just a little back, I've been watching slap fighting since the Russians were doing it like two, 3 years ago. it's something fun for you on YouTube. Now that it's becoming more mainstream, and you know, you're partnering with the UFC and Dana White, how does the scoring go if nobody is knocked out? Because there's some instances where you see guys get knocked out and they can't go anymore, right? So if everybody stands up, everybody stays up, how does the scoring go? And you know, there's a lot of questions with MMA judges and scoring. So how does that work in the slap fighting?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people think all these matches end in a knockout or a finish, which isn't true. We actually have some back and forth battles. We got some wars up there. We got some crazy comebacks. If it goes to the judges' scorecard, there's three judges, and you know they're operating on a 10-9 must system again, which is common in combat sports, so fans will understand it. And the criteria is the effectiveness of the strike and the defender's recovery time and reaction. So a defender, you know, the person getting slapped, can actually win a round if they sort of eat the shot from the striker and have and show that they're ready and recover quickly. So both sides can earn points in one round.
Let me ask you this, Frank. Is it like baseball? Can you switch, your first slap, go right-handed, and then come back left-handed?
Yeah, you can. Only a handful of competitors did that, I think maybe one or two. Most are dominant in one hand or the other and probably like to land on, if you go lefty, you're landing on the opposite side of the face. Right. So you could switch. There are rules, though, in the striking. For example, your feet, you can't step or pivot, so your feet are grounded through the strike. And you have to use a flat, open hand. You can't lead with your palm or land on an area of the opponent's face that's not permitted. So no landing in the temple, no landing on the neck, no landing on the ear. It's really palm to cheek.
I'm curious, as a big fan of we call me the unofficial, just because I want to be, right, the unofficial president of the Clay Guida fan club. Would Clay ever have to apply, or because he always gets slapped before his fight, would he be an automatic entrant?
Up to you, Clay. I mean, I think it's, we'll see. I mean, you're right. The pre-match slap, he's probably got more experience than a lot of others. And we'll see. Hey, maybe it's an opportunity for Clay down the road. Never say never.
I vote the Diaz brothers.
Yeah, there you go. How did you find the competitors that are on this season of the Power Slap League?
Yeah, so we have a fantastic production company, Pilgrim Media Group. That's the same group that has done The Ultimate Fighter for the last 30, 40 seasons. So they're great at casting. We put out a casting call, and we got a lot of interest. More interest and more competitors than you'll see on the show. We obviously narrowed it down, but we're looking to grow this thing, and I think the group that we have here is extremely exciting. I know all the competitors and athletes that we have on the show, they view this as a huge opportunity for themselves, and we're really looking forward to it.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Obviously the first episode tonight, we're going to watch the entire season. Do you foresee the Power Slap League going out and maybe the Friday night before a UFC, Power Slap on Friday, and then UFC on Saturday?
Yeah, listen, we're building this thing from the ground up. We're learning as we go. Right now we want to accomplish a few things, right? We want to educate fans about the sport, the brand new sport. They need to learn the rules, and that's a lot of what in the show on TBS. You'll see it, there's a big component about education. And then we want to give these athletes a platform, start building, their stardom, including, you guys have a local guy and from Ruskin. He's actually one of our assistant coaches. His name is Damian DeBell. He goes by the Bell. He's a 21-year-old slap fighter who joined us a few months ago to be on the show. So a quick shout out to the Bell.
So Frank, I have so many questions, but I'll start with the basics. Are there weight classes for like the competitors? Like, is there male, female, or with the new social makeup, will there ever be a trans league or section?
So, the first thing we did here was get this thing regulated by the Nevada State Athletic Commission. So yes, there's weight classes. There's no big discrepancy in weight for any match. There's a male and female division. You'll see one of our female strikers, Sheena Bathory, in tonight's episode, who also joined us as an assistant coach after her performance from March. The weight classes on the show are welterweight, middleweight, light heavyweight, and heavyweight, but we fully expect that to expand as we keep building this thing.
In some of the videos I've seen on YouTube before this league was developed, guys wear earplugs or put things in their ears. Are there, you know, what are the rules on that for this league? You know, do you get to wear earplugs or, you know, stick cotton in your ears to prevent the eardrums bursting and things of that nature?
Yeah, not only do you get to do it, but it's required. Again, it's one of the commission, you know, requirements on health and safety. So everybody wears an approved mouth guard. Everybody gets these pine ear wicks to prevent, you know, sort of eardrum issues or injuries. No hand jewelry, no head or face jewelry. Hair has to be pulled back. Facial hair is allowed. We got some guys with pretty gnarly beards. But long hair has got to be pulled back from the cheek. So that's the equipment.
If somebody gets a foul, say you hit somebody a little too high, you leave with the palm, do you get a re-slap or do you get a point deducted? How does that work?
Yeah, so there's really two categories of fouls. There's fouls on the defender side and fouls on the striker side. So on the defender side, the main foul is flinching, right? So moving before the strike lands. And if you flinch, the striker has the opportunity to strike again. However, if you flinch and you still get knocked out, that will be the end of the fight anyway. On the striker side, the big fouls are stepping. So like I said, you can't pivot or lift your feet in the strike. Sometimes what happens is when they're completing the strike, you know, the heel comes up a little bit just due to the momentum of the strike. That's okay. You can't take large steps like a baseball pitcher or pivot like a boxer on the strike. And then that's stepping. And then clubbing is really described as any sort of, you know, leading with the palm or really any strike that's not a legal strike. And if you do any of those two things, there's a point deduction for the round and you lose your strike. So it's very impactful for scoring. And if you do any of those fouls and the other guy can't continue, that DQ loss.
What are the competitors holding behind them? And is it also, you know, if they let go of that at a certain time, is that considered a foul?
Yeah, that's the power slap stick. It really, the purpose of it is to keep the right posture. So keeping the shoulders down. What we saw in some of the other slap content out there before we got started was a lot of guys would raise their shoulders before the strike was coming in, and it would, you know, impede the strike and block their face. So this is what we came up with to kind of hold defenders in the right place with the right posture.
Very good. We're really looking forward to tonight's episode, yeah. Kicking off the weekly segment today. Frank, I want to thank you for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong of some swag, along with some salsa from our new sponsor from West Virginia, Blue Smoke Salsa, some of the best salsa you've ever had in your life, for coming on and talking to us.
Awesome. Can't wait to try it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Frank. We enjoyed it.
Have a good
tonight
one.
On TBS.
Wow. I can't wait to see it. I'm excited.
Slap off.
See, Randy, you didn't even know I was so versatile. I even know the slap boxing, talk about soccer, basketball, baseball, or baseball. I'm a little iffy. Well, look at that. Under the rules, I didn't have to wear
sanctioned by the Nevada Athletic Commission. They're drug tested and USADA tested.
Wait, they're drug tested?
They have to be if it's a sanctioned event,
yeah,
right?
I would imagine if it was sanctioned.
I want the slap boxers to be like the jiu-jitsu guys.
Well, you know, honestly,
to the gills.
And that's what I said about baseball too. You know, I want them juiced.
Yeah.
I want a 900-foot home run. I don't care. Well, I just don't want it in a combat sport.
After the break, I got a technique that can help you guys get on growth hormone naturally.
All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from Turning Up the Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Justin Leonard from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Sometimes I think the highly educated people back at the station spend way too much time making sure this show sounds good. You were talking steroids. He runs a liner for Bill Romanowski.
Well... I mean, I could have helped Bill out back then. I saved him a lot of money. I mean, those guys spend like 10 grand a month on gear, and I can do it for nothing.
I don't even want to know what you're talking about.
So, okay. So, you know, I've been doing the cold plunges, and the ice bath therapy, right?
That should be banned.
So here's the thing. So the scientist out of Stanford University, Dr. Andrew Huberman, he's a neuroscientist. They put out a protocol that if you do 20-minute hot sauna, infrared sauna, 3 to 5 minute cold plunge, 20-minute sauna, 3 to 5 minute cold plunge, 20 minutes on it, you can increase your human growth hormone by 16 times its normal limits. So you can create the same effect as steroids, the reason they take for performance enhancing, for aging, for reverse aging signs, naturally through cold water and heat regulation of core body temperature.
You know what's funny? And I'm not calling you an influencer because, again...
Yeah, thank you.
You've been an athlete for a very long time and, you know, you trained... And
what?
Yes. I mean, he was a strong man. He did decathlons and all these things.
Well,
not decathlons, but, you know...
That was Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay. But I'm saying, they're like... if you're a regular trainer, you don't have to be a professional athlete to be an athlete. But what I'm seeing on social media every day is people like, oh, I got in a cold plunge, I did this. I'm just like, y'all just are figuring this out. I've been doing this since I was like 11 years old.
For sure.
Well, because, you know,
because
like, people are just not figuring out that, yeah, getting the cold plunge is good for you.
Well, growing up, like it was more about muscle repair, inflammation reduction, and joint pain, you know, for competition. So for football players, hockey players that were very compressive in nature from the combat sport. So now we're learning about the effects it has more on the regulation of dopamine and the hormones and the brain and mental clarity. And that's really the benefit. But now they're finding that in short intervals of time, going from extreme heat to extreme cold can increase your growth hormone by 16 times.
Yeah, I've done that since I was like 15 years old. Like contrast you hot, cold in certain time intervals. But I guess maybe it's almost like NASA and how NASA has like certain technology before everybody else
sure.
gets it.
Correct.
Right? I thought it's natural.
Or they didn't have application for it. You were in a professional sport. You had access to the best trainers, the best innovation.
So for me, it's like it's strange to see everybody like, oh, what, cold plunge? I'm just like, you didn't know that it's good for you to get ice, you know?
The general public is just now learning about it.
Yes, 100%.
And they're learning more about the brain and the relation to the brain. Yeah. Of motivation and discipline and the difference between
100%, yeah. You're right.
I have a bigger dilemma.
Okay, what is it?
So on January 31st is the media event for Tina Turner the Musical. I think I want to go to that.
Ike is in the slap top box.
The only problem...
Is it too soon? Is it too soon for the Ike Turner?
No, it's not too soon.
Could he be a slap boxer?
The only problem that I have is that's the new Trend, night of course of the Tampa Bay food fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think Tina Turner is going to lose out.
She has to lose out.
Tina Turner losing out.
First of all, who is
going to be Tina Turner?
I don't know.
That's what I want to know. I want to know who the actress is first, or the
probably Rihanna.
They didn't know.
I'll bet you it's spot on. I'll bet she's good.
I bet you it's not.
Oh, well, it's not going to be Tina Turner.
Obviously,
but
just ask the way I asked you. Am I wrong?
We don't know.
I don't know.
Neither of you are going to know. But I was going to say RIP earlier, but she's not passed away. I apologize.
Maybe she just doesn't know it yet.
Family.
You know, that's like, who's the guitar player in the Rolling Stones?
Keith Richards.
He died 6 years ago. Nobody told him yet, so he's still living.
True. Allegedly.
When we went to the Super Bowl, back when my favorite interview session was when they would bring the pregame and halftime, and we would interview him. And somebody asked him that. Is there any truth to when the world is ready to explode, all that's going to be left are cockroaches and you?
Wow.
That was a sounded like I was hanging out with Matt.
Wow.
And all questions came to an end up. Because they have said that forever.
Yeah.
But to say that to him.
You called him a cockroach. That's crazy.
But I mean, you got to go to the food fight. I mean, the food fight is legendary.
Well, you can always see, you know.
Are you still going to be here
on the 29th
or 30th? No.
28th is my checkout day currently. And, you know, we'll see. I get a break in February, so I'll probably come back down and hang out a little bit while guys are on spring break. But, yeah.
So you'll be gone by the 31st. So I guess we have a pair of tickets to give away.
Oh.
Well, they're your tickets, but if you're not going to be here.
Yeah. Probably won't be, no.
Probably means maybe.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. So you're saying there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance. If you're saying there's a chance, then I will hold on to them. Can you explain to me? Let's get back to football for a second. I think we got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
I did not watch the game. We're talking about the Miami Dolphins game.
Okay, I got lots to talk about that, yeah.
How did the head coach think it was a first down when it was a fourth down and caused him not to get the play in time to then have a delay of game penalty?
I call cap. Cap is basically just like BS, right? I call BS. Mistakes happen. Like, how does a quarterback make the wrong read during interception? How does an offensive lineman not know he has an assignment? Right? It's a lapse of judgment.
But
I think that's really all that happened. Tom Brady thought he had a concussion, right? That's really what it was. Against
about the down when he didn't know what down it was.
Yeah, and he, you know, spiked the ball or whatever it was. Right. Like, those things happen. I don't read too much into it.
See, I read a lot into that. And again, I haven't been on the field. I've had plenty of concussions, but that could have cost the game.
You know what? I want to give Miami's head coach a huge shout out and that whole team. Because they're on a third-string quarterback.
Right, true.
A young guy, right, who, again, middle-of-the-road guy. Like, I don't know him personally. I don't want to, you know, down him or anything. I'm trying to be respectful. But, like, they shouldn't have been in that situation to even be close in that situation. Because we've seen their record with Tua and without Tua. And I have my reservations about Tua. I don't think he is the guy that's going to put you in a Super Bowl position, right? The biggest takeaway from that Miami Bills game was Josh Allen is modern-day Brett Favre, and Brian Daboll made this guy look like an MVP elite quarterback. And without Brian Daboll, he is a turnover machine.
All right, another question before we get to the top of the hour. You may not have enough time to answer this. Do you, as a player, you know, you're not going to say anything against the best player on your team.
Yeah.
I understand that. But when I did throw it on towards the end of the game and Bosa takes his helmet off, which causes the penalty, they would not have gone for two, Jacksonville. They would have gone for one. Could have. Now, one play never costs the game.
No.
I get that.
Yeah.
But try to defend Bosa for that.
It's an emotional game.
But can it be? But can it be?
It is. Like, it is. Like, a playoff game, a player like him, he didn't get held on that play. I need to say that he won the rep outright, right? And he got grabbed a little bit. It's not a holding call, but he's emotional, and they can see the game slipping from their fingertips, right? So he made it an emotional thing. Obviously, the refs, you know how I feel about refs. I think refs should be held as accountable to coaches and players.
Absolutely,
and they should do interviews afterwards and have to defend the calls that they made, right? But no. Yeah, like, he was wrong in the situation, and I'm a player, and I can say he was wrong. Like, let's smash his helmet. You know it's a penalty. If you take your helmet off, Stephon Diggs, take your helmet off after the Minnesota Miracle.
Right.
But the game was over, right? Another player from this season for the Panthers took his helmet off. It was 15 yards. They ended up losing the game, right? Because they missed the field goal.
Right.
So those things happen, and you know what the rules are. So follow the rules. But it's an emotional game, and those things happen.
I mean, I get it's emotional. I mean, I get it. But that could have. You know, we don't know if it did. But it could have. It would have been a tie, not a loss yet. And homeboy wouldn't be out $1.4 million.
I have my thoughts about that game, right? I think that their offense was stale. the whole game. You see 27 points in the first half, and you're thinking, oh, they did so well. It was five turnovers.
Right.
They got short fields the whole time. Their offense never really moved the ball. With all that talent, with that star as a quarterback, because he's a star, right? He's really, really talented. He can make all the throws, right? So there's a lot of blame to go around for that game, and it's not on Joey Bosa, and it's not on that defense. If you give me five turnovers and a 27-point lead, I expect to win every single game. The same way when I was at the Bucks and I said, hey, if you scored 40 points, we should lose a football game. That's how I think as an offense. So the defense did the same way. Right, they couldn't get stopped in the second half, but I shouldn't be on the field that many times the second half.
No, for sure, for sure.
So,
all right, top of the hour, let's hit this break. We're going to try the UFC one more time. Then we need to discuss Baltimore and what's going on there. You've got more to talk about Miami, still more Buccaneer talk, some free agents that we need to talk about. Not free agents till March, but we'll talk about that and a whole lot more in the second hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.